Lesson 2. What are you going to do tomorrow?
Let's talk.
What are you going to do tomorrow?
I'm going to do some shopping.
What are you going to buy?
I'm going to buy a map of China.
I want to buy some crayons. Can I go with you?
Sure.
How can we get there?
By bike, okay?
Okay.
Let's learn. What are you going to do tomorrow?
I'm going to do some shopping.
What's he going to do?
He's going to buy some school things. Tomorrow, do some shopping. Buy some school things.
Tomorrow, do some shopping. Buy some school things.
This evening, see a film. Listen to music.
This evening, see a film. Listen to music.
Next Sunday, wash some clothes. Clean his room.
Next Sunday, wash some clothes. Clean his room.
After school, do sports. Play football.
After school, do sports. Play football. Make and say, what are you going to do this Saturday?
I'm going to see a film.
Listen and choose.
Number 1.
I'm going to buy some books this Sunday. I'm going to buy some books this Sunday.
Number 2.
We're going to play football after school. We're going to play football after school.
Number 3. Are they going to see a film next week?
Yes, they are.
Number 4. What is Eve going to do this Saturday?
She is going to the zoo.
Number 5. This afternoon, he is going to have a swim.
This afternoon, he is going to have a swim. Read. Mr. Going to Do. John lives in a village, but people often call him Mr. Going to Do. Do you want to know why? John always says, I'm going to do, but he never does it. Every Saturday, John goes to Mr. Smith's house and talks with him. I'm going to clean my house tomorrow, he says. Or, I'm going to wash my car next week. Mr. Smith usually says, Are you, John? John isn't going to clean his house or wash his car. Mr. Smith knows that. Then he says, Excuse me, John. I'm going to do some work now. And he goes into his house. Mr. Smith often says to his son, If you say you are going to do something, then do it. Don't be another Mr. Going to Do.